Well, that was long. But we made it. We made it through. Welcome. I want to welcome again our guests who are with us this evening. Family and friends who are here, especially for our candidates to be baptized and to be confirmed. So welcome. I also want to welcome and thank you all the parishioners who have been making this journey these 3 days. It's a beautiful liturgy to celebrate together these 3 days together and making this journey on this week of Holy Week. So thank you for being here and being present during these liturgies. I'm sure by now many of you have heard about the fire in the Notre Dame Cathedral that happened in Paris on Monday. In many ways, it seems a fitting image for the state of the church today, the great beauty and the impressive glory of the Holy Catholic Church. Today, in many ways, the church seems to be on fire or in ruins. The faith of our ancestors, the faith that they built upon, the impressive feats that they built, the architecture, the houses of worship that they have built and that have remained a fascination and attraction down to our own day, their faith seemed to do so much. And not only that, but their faith seemed to spread and evangelize the nations. In the time when the secular powers of the Roman Empire were fading and going away, the Catholic Church rose from the ashes and the tribulations to become the major focus and the organization of culture in Europe and beyond. Now this mighty institution seems riddled with scandal, imperfections, people abandoning Christianity. It seems we're observing the dismantling of Christian society around us at times, isn't it? We look around, we see all the things that are happening. Numbers of those who live and practice the faith seem to have dwindled some. Our church buildings, once full, have been clustered and merged and closed. You and I, we've seen this and we are seeing it with our own eyes. The question we are left asking is, will we rise from this? Will we rise out of this time? Will there be a resurgence, a restoration? Or is this the end? Are there signs of life? Tonight, as we once again celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, we have to acknowledge that all Christianity rises or falls with the resurrection. If it's just a story, if it's just a myth, a nice idea that the disciples followed to inspire themselves to follow Jesus, then Christianity can and will die. It can't help but do so. But look at any other ancient religion. It will have had its day, and then it will end. However, we profess and we believe that Christ is risen. And we recall that this is a fact, this is a reality, and that this is why the church will never go away. Because Jesus Christ is not just some historical figure, he's alive. And he is still acting within his body, the church. He still calls people to join him and to follow him. Certainly we can see and we know that there's brokenness within the body of Christ, but if we study history, this is nothing new. There have always been people who try to use the church for their own ends. There have always been tensions within the body of Christ itself. But Christ will not let it fail, nor will he leave it in ruins. He has renewed the church in the past, and he will do so again. Maybe we won't see it in our own time, the former glory. But we can still see Christ at work in the world, and we each have a place in his great work of salvation. And we can live in that hope that he gives us. People are still searching, they're still looking, they're still hungry for meaning. They want to understand, who am I? Why am I here? We want to love and be loved. We want to find harmony within our lives. We want good to triumph and we want evil to be defeated. We desire to overcome death and its consequences. We are saddened by the separation that death causes. We still seek and look for answers to the questions that haunt us. We look for solutions to these problems which we see all around us. Time and again, humanity has tried to find an answer. We have tried to find an answer on our own, apart from God. to the problems that we see around us. But Jesus is the path. He's the only way. He's the only path, a way out of the ruins. He's not just a historical figure. He's not just a temporary fix. He offers a change in perspective, a different way of seeing things, one that we can't attain ourselves, that we can't do alone. In Jesus, we find a new way. We can rise up from the ruins, which is the state of the church today. The mergers, the closures, the abuse crisis, the tensions, the divisions in the world, all of our struggles, can we rise from all of it? Can we come out of the ruins around us? Yes. Yes, it is possible. But only in Christ. If we put our hope in ourselves, we're doomed. But Jesus delivers us. He conquers sin and death by his love. The testimony of Scripture, the testimony of history, of our own experiences in life, tells us only by God's grace and the intervention of God can we have hope for victory, for a great outcome. Humanity alone cannot overcome our problems, our disappointments, our bitterness, our envy, our conflict, our wars, our disagreements, our death. We are just dust, and to dust we shall return. Only through the resurrection can we come to a new life, new beginnings. And the hope for life beyond the grave and the fulfillment of our desires. If you're candidates for confirmation and for baptism, you are a sign of hope to us. You're a sign of hope to us. And I thank you for being here with us, following your hearts. Be willing to search and seek, saying yes to Christ's invitation. By your steps of faith, we are reminded of our own journey towards Christ. As you're baptized, we recall the work that Christ has done in our lives. As you're confirmed, we are renewed in our call to cooperate and receive the life of the Holy Spirit in our lives. As you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we with you will once again treasure the gift that Jesus gave us, his body and blood, to nourish us and sustain us on the path towards eternal life. Your decision to follow Christ is one, maybe it wasn't made easily, but it's one that is going to change your life. And it's an encouragement, it's an encouraging sign to all of us, so thank you. It's always good to be reminded of our call, that the Lord has often spoken to us through other people. Tonight, he speaks to us and to this community through your yes, through your desire. And so I wish to thank you for having the courage to follow God's call. My dear brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in this moment of time and history facing many challenges, many difficulties in our day. I wish to encourage you to remember we are in great company. So many people of faith have walked a very similar path to us. Our struggles are not insurmountable. Christ has risen from the dead. If he can overcome death, what is there that is outside of his power? The world puts its hope in programs and self-help, and power and riches, and fortune and fame. We, however, put our hope in the one foundation, one path for glory, it's Jesus. He could not be held by the grave, and he will rise up again. He has raised up again, and he will raise up the church once again from the ruins and the ashes of our own destruction. So let's take heart. Let's take heart in what we celebrate tonight and place our hope in Christ the victor. Christus Anesti, as the Greeks say, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.